stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of today, this Thursday, August 7th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of an interesting gossip item being floating around Lansing. A couple of you responded during the break. This would actually, from a political strategy point of view, be very smart by Detroit Democrat Mayor Mike Duggan, who's running for governor as an independent, for him to ask Senator John DeMoose to be his lieutenant governor candidate. Duggan, a known longtime Democrat, DeMoose, supposedly a Republican, both of them running as independents to be governor, lieutenant governor. Then, after 8 years of an independent governor, Mike Duggan, John DeMoose could be potentially in a position to run for governor. The state question, would he run as an independent or would he run as a Republican? But I'm sure during that 8 year period of time, Congressman Jack Bergman's going to retire. So then would DeMoose step down as lieutenant governor under Duggan to be a Republican congressman in Washington, D.C. in the 1st Congressional District? This is going to be a very, very, very interesting election year of 2026. This will actually be the most fun. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. So, what's left out of these MERS stories covering the state Senate districts? Well, the last one is Senate District 38, which is the western part of the UP. Right now, it's being occupied by term-limited Senator Ed McBroom. Well, one person that's very eager to be considered to replace him is former State Representative Beau LaFave. However, because of term limits, after serving in the House from 2017 through 2022, LaFave would only be able to serve one term. Kind of interesting. Another person appears to be possibly on the radar as efforts are trying to convince State Representative Dave Preston from Cedar River. He's the present day majority vice chair of House Energy Committee to run next year. Preston Purvis previously served on the Menominee County Board of Commissioners, spent 9 years at the Elgin Delta Electrical Co-op Board of Directors. That co-op oversees electricity distribution in the Upper Peninsula. Other potential names being floated around is Rich Rossway of Marquette. He's the Upper Peninsula's district liaison for Bergman's congressional office. So, of course, the Bergman machine is interested in putting up a candidate for the 38th State Senate District. I can guarantee Rich Rossway is going to file affidavits of identity to run for it. Menominee Mayor Casey Hoffman, who tried running in Preston's primary last year but lost with only 19% of the vote, is Casey Hoffman. Yeah, that's not going to happen. State Mayor of Menominee.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. I totally apologize for talking right up to the break. I didn't have my headset turned on, didn't hear the music out, so I apologize. Finishing up the 38th Senate District, where Ed McBroom is term limited out, cannot run again, thank you God, Goodbye, good riddance. Go back to the farm, Ed. Have a nice life. Bo LaFave, well, former state representative, he could only serve one term in the Senate. And again, I believe State Representative Dave Preston is very happy where he's at in the House. So I don't think he's going to run. I think the Bergman machine will handpick Rich Rossway of Marquette to run for the 38th State Senate District. And if anybody primary challenges them, they're going to lose. Menominee Mayor Casey Huffman tried running in Preston's primary last year, lost with only 19% of the vote. If you try to run for the 38th State Senate District, Rossway will kick your butt. So stay mayor of Menominee and let the Bergman machine handpick their replacement for Ed McBroom. That's my prediction. I think that's what's going to happen. But all of this comes down to a very interesting strategy that's going to be used by President Donald Trump. Vice President J.D. Vance, in absolutely endorsing early Mike Rogers again this year, like he did last year, he has basically cleared the field for the primary August 4th next year. I don't believe anybody else is going to waste their time running against Rogers. Bill Huizenga was considering it. Well, after that endorsement, he's out. But here is the interesting twist to all of this. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, I believe will be campaigning very heavily here in Michigan next year. They want to get Rogers in the U.S. Senate. That's number one. Number two, they are going to work very hard to make sure that the Republicans do well in Congress. Not only winning their seats, but also possibly gaining some. Candidates running against Democrats, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, will be absolutely coming to Ed McBroom's district. I can guarantee, almost guarantee, that J.D. Vance, the vice president, will be up here in northern Michigan. Donald Trump, he will be reserved for southeastern Michigan, John James's 10th district, replacing him because John James is running for governor. They don't want to lose that seat. Also, Trump will be in Grand Rapids area. So it's going to be a very interesting midterm election. And based on all the things that Donald Trump's doing in Washington, all of the benefits that are going to start coming to fruition once these policies get fully implemented, basically a year from right now, folks, today's August 7th, August 4th, next year, 2026, is primary day. We're under a year away. Actually, 362 days away. And the more that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are here, especially in northern Michigan, again, J.D. Vance being in Ed McBroom's 38th Senate district in the UP, is going to be huge. And based on Bergman's relationship with Trump, I think that almost guarantees Rich Rossway will be the new 38th State Senate District Senator. The Bergman machine will handpick him. Nobody else will run against him. If they do, they'll lose. And Trump and or J.D. Vance will definitely be there supporting Rich Rossway. Just connecting the dots and putting it together. But what I'm really more intrigued about is the chatter, the gossip, that independent Democrat Duggan might consider John DeMoose for lieutenant governor. Here's the question. Does John DeMoose really want to stay in Michigan politics? serving in an office at the state level? Because I believe it's his dream to be a U.S. congressman in Washington. I think that's what John DeMuth ultimately, his political aspirations, his goals are. John, when I was helping you dry off your Jeep up there at the car wash in Petoskey, you agreed to come on the show. Well, I think it's time you come on the show. We've got some very interesting things to talk about. And I know you're not going to want to speak for Mayor Mike Duggan, independent candidate for governor, but would you accept if he asked you to be his lieutenant governor? Or are you not interested in being a governor, lieutenant governor? Would you prefer to be Jack Bergman's handpicked replacement to be a congressman in Washington, D.C.? It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. So, with that, we have now absolutely covered all of the Senate districts heading into next year's election. It appears that most of these are going to be kept as Republican seats. Democrats might flip a couple. Republicans might flip a couple. But it could end up that the Republicans do end up, I'm predicting, a very slight majority, 20 Republicans to 18 Democrats will be the makeup of the state Senate when all these races are done after the November 2026 election. Senate will be taken back by the Republicans with a very small majority, but they will have the gavel. Then the question would be, would Senator Hoke or Senator Weber of Rochester be the Senate Majority Leader? Personally, I would prefer Hoke over Weber, but we'll see where this goes. So what's your thoughts? What about DeMuth? Do you think he might leave the Republican Party and join independent candidate Mike Duggan to be his lieutenant governor? Or do you think he'll stay Republican, potentially run for re-election as a state senator, waiting for Bergman to retire and endorse him to go to Congress for the first congressional district? What's your thoughts? Let's do an unscientific poll. If you think DeMuth would be willing to be Mike Duggan's lieutenant governor candidate as an independent, text me and I. DeMuth has always been an independent Republican. He's voted with Democrats 30% of the time. Yeah, I think he would want to be a lieutenant governor. Text me and I. If you think he's going to stay Republican, run for re-election until Bergman retires, text me an R. So I for John DeBoos to be independent lieutenant governor candidate with Mike Duggan, or R, run for re-election until Bergman retires and then goes to Washington as the congressman for the first district. I for independent, R for Republican. As to what you think John DeBoos's political aspirations are. Since he won't come on the show and tell us, let's take a poll on it. Let me know what you guys think. Text me 231-360-5140. I for independent, R for Republican for John DeMuth. We'll do this until the end of today's show, and I'll announce it in the last segment. So let me know what you guys think. Now, another little short story I want to get to real quick here before the bottom of the hour news. Kind of interesting. No signs of leadership in the triangle based on the fact that they've only met back on July 1. If the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, House Speaker Matt Hall, have had a face-to-face negotiation over the unresolved fiscal year 2026 budget, noting that the talks broke down July 1st, and not one of them are admitting it publicly. While Governor Gretchen Whitmer has met with each leader once a week since July 1st, and their staff are meeting almost daily, the three of them have not sat down together to hammer out an agreement. Well, asked if it was fair to report that the leadership triangle, Speaker Hall calls it, has met zero times in the last 5 weeks, Hall said, "I would say that there is a lot of parallel conversations with the governor and some conversation going on with Brinks." Well, in that respect, the Senate Majority Leader, when he brings their office anyway, was actually in agreement with Hall. Spokesperson Rosie Jones says there are multiple discussions happening at every level, working on the budget as well as other legislative items have been continuous, even though we are on summer break. Primary source of contention, however, is that nobody knows what they're negotiating over. The House hasn't passed a general government spending budget for fiscal year 2026 that shows how they plan on funding a $3.1 billion permanent road funding plan and tax cuts without raising revenue. Speaker Brinks spokesperson Jones said, "I will say it's hard to discuss points of difference when the House Republicans haven't passed or even presented their budget yet." Speaker Hall said during an hour-long press conference yesterday that the Senate Democrats can't rely on the budget they passed earlier this year either. Based on January revenue projections, based on those numbers showing less revenue, they need to be updated as of the May numbers. And therefore, their budget doesn't even balance. Well, on top of that, Speaker Hall said that the federal One Big Beautiful Bill that President Donald Trump signed into law last month may mean $1.1 billion in additional costs. Based on these cuts, according to the Citizens Research Council, Hall told the reporters attending, "This whole thing is out of whack. It's billions of dollars different from the realities we face today. I look at it and say, this isn't even a document we can even use." He went on to say, "What if I could pass a $100 billion budget? I could bring it to the table and then say, let's negotiate. What would the Democrats think? They say this isn't a real budget because they know the difference between a real budget and the reality of the situation. So the question is, what are the steps forward?" We'll cover that right after the bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leader.